Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Driveline Podcast. I am here today with Julie Douglas, the president and sales lady extraordinaire from Dealer Pay. How are you doing today, Julie?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm amazing. It's awesome Good. To finally get to do a podcast with you and learn a little bit more about Dealer Pay and all the things that you guys offer. I'm awesome. Interested, first off, about who you are, where you came from, and kind of what your story is.
Sure. So again, Julie Douglas, I'm president, sales lady extraordinaire. I actually founded Dealer Pay about 15 years ago. I am local to the Midwest as well, sort of here in the St. Louis area. And we have just an incredible team and an incredible product for dealers. And we're looking to share some more details with you and your state.
Yeah, awesome. So are you're from St. Louis originally. Is that where you grew up?
I actually grew up in a small town in Illinois called Effingham, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Small town, but moved to St. Louis with my parents when I was a young teenager and have sort of been here ever since. So
what kind of brought around the idea of Dealer Pay?
Well, I actually started my career in sales, and one of the companies I worked for was a larger payments processor. So I actually ran the sales division, the dealer sales division over there for about 10 and a half years. The company is pretty big, so we didn't have a lot of that hands-on personal touch type of support for our dealers. So I just decided to try it on my own and see if we could spin off and do something direct to the dealers. So I established Dealer Pay at that point in time and started bringing, you know, a lot of my existing relationships over, a lot of my state endorsements over, to really just see how far we could get.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think that payment processing is a really confusing thing. As much as I've tried to understand it, I really fall short a lot of times. Can you kind of give an overview of what payment processing is and why it's important?
Sure. And it is confusing. You know, I've been in the space for almost 25 years. So, you know, I feel like I'm considered an expert, but for most dealers and outside people, it can be. And the reason is mostly around its pricing. So payment processing is anything from credit debit card processing to check processing, and even the facilitation of a point of sale and even hardware. So there's sort of several components to it. When you get into credit card processing specifically, there's still several components to that. Everybody who would say, like, what's your rate? Well, there's thousands of rates, right? It all depends on the type of card you're using, how you're using it, and when you're using it. So those are some factors that determine, you know, ultimately what the rate is. But there's a lot, you know, there's savings programs out there now with surcharging and cash discount, and just, there's a lot of players in the space. So I understand it can be confusing.
Yeah. Well, I've heard it go as far as, like, if you slide your card or chip your card or tap your card, it's a different rate. Is that true?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So, and there's different levels of security that goes with each of those as well.
Yeah. So what was kind of your thing when starting Dealer Pay? Like, what did you want to change? Why did you go into the auto dealer industry?
Sure. So, you know, as I told you, I started my career in the space, and, you know, what was typically an antiquated industry with respect to payments, and payments being a commodity, I wanted to bring something to the table that actually helped the dealers be more profitable. So we developed actual software that helps them improve processes and efficiencies in each of their departments. It's okay. Not just, you know, having a terminal in the service department with a cashier anymore. It's really providing them the tools that they need to effectively process transactions each day.
Yeah. So how does that work with, say, like taking out a loan or something like that when you go to the dealership and actually buy a car? Like, what parts of the process are you really focusing on?
So our component of that process would be probably the deposit or the down payment. Most of the time, if that vehicle is financed, that finance component is going to be separate from the actual initial collection of any funds that are required. It happens that some, you know, dealerships will take a check or even a credit card for a full purchase, but it's not too common.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. What? The majority of the transactions, as far as like daily volume, are likely going to happen in fixed ops, which is your service and parts departments.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I guess so. And a lot of the transactions that they're doing on the day-to-day are those service transactions. So it's sure. important to save money wherever you can, I suppose. And if you can really have a good processor, I think that that would help. And I assume that's kind of your mission there as well. And what have you kind of seen as going out on your own and having dealer pay for as long as you've had it? What are some like interesting things that you've come across that you weren't expecting when you first started?
Sure. So, you know, there's a lot of people in this space, right? Mm-hmm. And that was kind of one of my mission critical things, is to show dealers that, you know, we can be a trust provider. We are very transparent and upfront. We don't hide anything. And I think that really does set us aside from our competition. The other thing that's really what I've kind of noticed is, you know, everybody's selling a commodity. You know, you got to accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, right? But nobody's really put any technology behind it or security. I mean, that's obviously a huge deal in the world we live in right now. So we have really taken payment processing to the next level and made it very specific to dealers. It's not a solution that I can put in a restaurant or a hotel. This is a dealer-specific payment solution.
Yes, I guess. Because then you can really focus on them and their needs instead of just being like, hey, this is the restaurant one that also might work yes. for you. It kind of brings forth that. What are you kind of doing for security? Because I know that security has really become an issue and cybersecurity crimes have really gone up and it's become a really talked about thing, especially with the past couple hacks that we've seen in the industry. Sure. So what are you really doing for security, I guess?
So we've got a couple of layers going on. You know, we are compliant with the dealer's FTC safeguards. So we've got, you know, multi-factor authentication, and we are compliant with some of the vendors who take care of dealer compliance as well as an approved vendor. Yeah. But we offer solutions like IP filtering, whereas dealer employees can't process payments outside of certain IP addresses. But even on a consumer payment option, we've added risk mitigation tools. So we can actually give real-time alerts to dealers on potential fraud or things that just look and smell funny, right? Yeah. If I'm Julie Douglas and my RO, but my credit card is Sam Jackson, that's probably a small red flag, right? So what we're able to give these guys real-time alerts so they can mitigate fraud real-time as well.
Yeah. For sure. So how kind of did you get into working with associations, and where did that kind of become part of your game plan?
So I learned very early on that this whole dealership community is like a brotherhood or a sisterhood, right? It's not one that you can, you know, just love them and leave them, right? It's definitely an industry where everybody shares thoughts, ideas, and really, you know, the education part of it has been key for us as well. So that's really kind of how we molded into the associations. Obviously, being from St. Louis, I started in Missouri and kind of ventured out. So we do have a lot of the Midwestern states, but we're also moving nationally to, you know, provide the same offerings to other associations. And what I love the most is, you know, just the camaraderie, the ability to get in front of dealers, talk with them about what they're doing, and, you know, see if there's an opportunity for us to help, because it's not just a sale for us. It's really just, you know, more of that relationship, that ongoing business partnership. So associations are great. We love them.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you're moving into more states and growing a little bit more, what's kind of your path forward, and what do you hope to bring to dealers who haven't heard about you before?
So really it's a full custom analysis. So we go into a dealership, you know, not just, you know, here's the things we can do for you. It's really like, what are the problems you're having today? Where are some of the manual steps that are causing you to take more time? Where are areas where we can make your customers more satisfied? So we actually spend quite a bit of time in that discovery process, because one dealership here is not the same as this dealership, right? So a lot of, obviously there's a lot of similarities, but we try to be more of that consultative approach to the sale and show them ways that we have been able to help dealers be more successful. And, you know, again, that relationship and transparency is key here because, you know, even when it comes down to a dealership even asking me, well, Julie, how much are you making here? And I can tell them, you know, because we want to make sure they understand the process and it's not one of those scenarios where they get their statement at the end of the month and they just pay it because they have zero idea what it means. You know what I mean? We want to make sure they know what's going on for sure.
Absolutely. And with all of new technology coming down the pipeline and there's so much change, I think, right now, and change with how people are paying for things. And what do you see coming forward with payment processing that you think people should be worried about or like why they should be, you know, paying more attention to it?
So we talked about security. I think that should be a big one. You know, I always say it's not a sexy topic to talk about security, but it's it's crucial right now. Dealers should really have a second layer of security embedded in their payment solution. Payment processing has risk, as we all know, which is why credit cards have rates, right? Because it's all based on risk, right? Risk and reward, right? So, you know, as far as newer technologies, we're just, we're really moving down the road with some ways to eliminate manual steps. And those include like integrating to their dealer management system, being able to provide automatic reconciliation for the office at the end of the day, and then various upgraded payment tools for, you know, any department, whether it's sales or fixed ops, with payment links and the ability to do mobile, which is huge for pickup and delivery. So some of those technologies are what are, you know, helping dealerships be more productive and efficient, which I kind of think of as, you know, more in, more out type of thing.
Yeah. Well, through my all of my learning and whatnot of payment processing, we've done a little bit here as far as like, oh, we know we need to do this surcharge or something to like mitigate all these fees. And I guess I didn't realize how many fees were associated with different credit cards. And it was definitely something that opened my eyes to that whole payment processing side of things. And I've been really interested in learning more about it. So thank you for all of your answers. I have a little bit of questions about your sales lady extraordinaire neon sign that you have behind you. Where'd that come from?
Oh, well, it's kind of the same with like our marketing. You know, we try to make the experience fun. We try to, you know, we've got caricatures and we try to make it seem like, you know, we are definitely down to business and very professional folks, but we're also fun and we also enjoy what we do. So, you know, most of my staff has a, you know, a cartoon caricature as as their persona, but sales lady extraordinaire was something someone said to me a long time ago and it just stuck.
It just stuck. There you go. Yeah. Do you have any other favorite moments from Dealer Pay?
Well, I'll tell you, we got a lot coming up, finishing out this year and into next. We're gearing up for a big digital dealer coming up and NADA, even into some of the truck spaces, you know, because one thing I like to point out about Dealer Pay is we're all dealerships. So we do auto, whether it's franchise, independent, truck, motorsports, ATV, marine, et cetera. So we focus on all those verticals as dealerships as a whole. So we've got a lot of events coming up, more associations and ATAE events. So we're busy. We're out there having fun and getting more business. That's the name of the game.
Absolutely. Going to all those conventions. That's what you got to be doing. And I kind of like to end these podcasts to get a little bit of a deeper question out of you. So what kind of is your words to live by throughout like just your work and or your personal life or whatever? Like, how do you go about your life? What are some words?
Work hard, play hard. You know, I'm a mom. I've got a couple kids. We like to have fun. You know, I like to teach them that you get your work done, then you can go play and do what you want. It's kind of the same thing in business. You know, you got to work hard, make sure you take care of your responsibilities, do the right thing, be transparent, be honest, be upfront. And, you know, hopefully you find some loyal partners along the way.
Absolutely. I love that. Well, Julie, where can we go to get a quote from Dealer Pay or to contact you?
Sure. So you can go to our website, which is dealer-pay.com. You can do the contact us form, schedule a demo or a cost analysis, or you can just call me, Julie, 314-578-3142, or email me at julie@dealer-pay.com.
Awesome. And all that will be down in the description as well, guys. So thank you again, Julie, for coming on the podcast today. It was nice to talk to you, and I learned a lot about payment processing, and I think everybody else did too. And thank you guys all for listening to the Driveline podcast. New episodes coming out as fast as we can get them out. So every couple weeks. Thank you guys.
Thank you.